USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Now that Title 42 expired last night, police in southern border towns are sounding the alarm about the current illegal migrant surge.
West Texas DPS Regional Director Jose Sanchez says the situation is a disaster and the Biden administration is to blame.
And if you're talking about 2 years of knowing this, what were you doing during the 2 years? Why are you waiting till now on D-Day, of the end of Title 42, to start deploying resources and coming up with a plan?
Sanchez says he hasn't gotten any help from the feds and worries there may be civil unrest soon. I'm Dave Collins.
The Florida Attorney General says a federal judge in Florida has issued a temporary restraining order that will prohibit the Biden administration from releasing any illegal immigrants crossing the border for the next 2 weeks. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody tweeted the news last night. Earlier Thursday, the Department of Homeland Security said that without the release policy and other measures, there could be 45,000 migrants in custody by the end of the month. As of yesterday, there were more than 28,000 in custody. An appeal is expected. Daniel Penny, a U.S. Marine veteran who held homeless street artist John Neely in a fatal chokehold when Neely began threatening passengers on a New York subway, has surrendered to police to face a second-degree manslaughter charge. An arraignment is expected this afternoon. Top Pentagon officials are warning of the impact a debt default would have on the U.S. military.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin testified before Congress yesterday and said a default could put troops' pay in danger and benefit China, America's biggest adversary. He added that defaulting on the nation's debt would put the U.S. reputation at substantial risk around the world. His comments come as Democrats and Republicans remain deadlocked over how to raise the debt ceiling and avoid a default by early June. I'm Skip Kelly.
Today is National Limerick Day as we celebrate English poet Edward Lear. USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A U.S. Supreme Court ruling yesterday upholds a new ban on masked confined pig harvesting operations in California.
The state passed Proposition 12 in the spirit of animal welfare. Trish Cook of the Iowa Pork Producers Association expects at the end of the day,
California is definitely going to see increased costs. I'm not even sure there's enough pigs right now that fit their guidelines to even meet their needs.
Animal welfare advocates say the ruling set an important precedent on states' rights to protect animals within their borders, even livestock. I'm Ryan Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan held unannounced talks with his Chinese counterpart in Vienna, Austria, as tensions between Washington and Beijing remain high. It's being reported the meeting Wednesday and Thursday between Sullivan and Wang Yi, the communist leader's top foreign affairs official, talked about the immense strains between the two nations and the struggles both sides are having in normalizing relations. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump could be facing a new defamation lawsuit from E. Jean Carroll.
The writer's lawyer told the New York Times that everything is on the table following Trump's appearance at a CNN town hall event. During the event, Trump called Carroll's claim that he sexually assaulted her in the 1990s fake and a made-up story. I'm Dave Collins.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Not ready for summer yet? Get ready with Vita Super Slim Plus. Vita Super Slim Plus is the new product you heard about where results are amazing and the weight loss is fast. Just take Vita Super Slim Plus once a day and in just weeks get the results you have been waiting for. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com will get you ready for summer in just weeks, not months. With Vita Super Slim Plus, go to VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. That's VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month supply. Details at VitaSuperSlimPlus.com.